Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Hey, welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm your guest host for today, Life Coach Dickie Fox, and during this broadcast, we invite you to interact with us on our chat here on EmotionalPro.com or the Blog Talk Radio page. You can also call us toll-free at the number 1-800-630-7858. So have you noticed that there's recently been an enormous increase in the interest in parenting, as well as lots of parenting information, products to make parenting easier, etc.? It's great that we're discovering the importance of parenting, yet so much new information can be confusing. So as a parent or some other loving caretaker, you may want to parent differently than your parents did. You're likely already doing some things different, but do you have a comprehensive system so that you know you're including all the most important things so your child can have a really great life? And do you know an overall understanding of what the job of parenting is or what the job of children is? So today's guest, Eileen Dillon, has answers to some of these questions. She's here to talk with us about how to raise incredible kids. Eileen Dillon is the founder of Raise Incredible Kids and has been a California marriage and family counselor for 40 years. Coach, professional speaker, master teacher, great friend, author, and creator host of this very program, Full Power Living. Eileen is dedicated to transforming our world through the power and mastery of human emotions, and through her proprietary courses and coaching, Eileen helps parents, kids, and others master their emotions, end codependence, and consciously live harmoniously with ancient universal principles. Eileen has lived as a married, single, step, adoptive, and grandmother, raising three incredible kids who are now raising five more. She wants the world to join her in her Fill the World with Incredible Kids campaign. And Eileen, it is my pleasure to be here as a guest host and to have you as my guest on Full Power Living today.
Thank you so much, Dakey. That was really great. It's lovely to be working with you again. I love working with you.
Yes, I knew that you'd be squirming in your seat because having to listen to all your accomplishments can sometimes be difficult. But this, too, is something that incredible kids learn to do. So let me ask you right off, why are you talking about raising incredible kids? I mean, aren't just ordinary, well-adjusted kids sufficient?
Actually, ordinary kids are not sufficient for where things are going in the future, Dakey. We can already see that things are changing significantly and really fast here on the earth. And tomorrow's world is going to be so different from today that we need to prepare our kids to be citizens for tomorrow's world. Because there are a lot of really important changes. People are going to be doing more self-healing. They're going to be preventing illness as opposed to swallowing pills to take the symptoms away. We're going to have more telepathy and intuitive connecting and communicating. We're going to be working more with beauty and art and drama even than we do now. And there's going to be evidence of a lot more compassion that we have for ourselves or for others or for animals. And I think we can get a glimpse of what we're going to be doing differently by seeing where our attention is being drawn due to current life events, such as when we have a disaster, how we reach out compassionately to others. But when we talk about incredible kids, I want to tell you about a two-year-old who was incredible at two because he learned to heal himself. When he was showing signs of getting sick, his parents would ask him, "Does your body need to get sick right now?" And sometimes he said yes, and they allowed him to go ahead and get sick and took care of him in the usual ways. But most of the time, the little boy said no, and then the parents would instruct the child to tell the illness to get out of his body. And in his little two-year-old voice, he would say, get out of my body, and he would not become ill. So people will be having more control over their bodies. They could be having it now, in terms of illness and health and capability in the coming decades. And we've got to help children from the beginning to know that they have this capability. And we need these incredible kids because we all can do these things. And what we want to do is help children to be as incredible as they are when they're first born. And all we have to do is to help them, to get out of their way and help them manifest their incredibleness.
Yes, I love what you're saying here about being ready for the world that's to come, because we're in such changing times. And so what is that distinction? What makes incredible kids ready for how the world is going to be different?
Well, the interesting thing is that every child is incredible right from the beginning of life. And so really, we don't have to have children be different than they are. We want to help them to be more of who they are. So the trick for us parents and grandparents and people who care about kids is to help our child continue to be incredible rather than losing track of this incredibleness. Now, Dakey, you and I believe, I know for myself, but I think you too, we had to grow up and then find ourselves. What we're talking about is having people know themselves from the beginning so they don't have to go through that. One of the ways we can recognize incredibleness now is through talents. If you think about the talents that you have, those things that you do in your daily life or whatever, and people go, wow, I wish I could do that. And you go, oh, this is nothing. Anybody can do this. That's a talent. And every person is born with a talent, at least one. And when we allow them to have expression, we begin to get a glimpse of how incredible we are inside. So when we allow people from the very beginning to know themselves as incredible, that's what our aim is. And we've got tools at RaiseIncredibleKids.com. We've got tools and ways of doing things that I've been testing for 35, 40 years that allows anyone who decides they want to do it to raise incredible kids, and those incredible kids, as you know, because you've done it too, grow up to be amazing adults. And I've got a 9-step process for consciously parenting kids that not only allows you to raise incredible kids, but have a way to check on yourself as you go along to make sure you're doing it right.
Well, 9 steps, wow. And so when I think of the way you're speaking of this, like the world as we need it, as they need to be different, it seems like there are things that we all share in common. Are your 9 steps addressing those things that are individual to different parents and different children, or how much is this also just about our humanity is what I'm hearing?
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. You know, I'm married to Bob, who has worked 45 years as a neurosurgeon. He recently retired. And he told me that there were 2 ways that neurosurgeons were trained in the days that when he learned to do neurosurgery. One was to teach each neurosurgeon how to do a specific operation. When you have a meningioma, for example, you operate this way. And when you have another thing, you operate that way. The other way was to say, when you come up with this kind of problem, here's how you operate on it. And he was trained in this latter way, and he said that the advantage was that it didn't matter what kind of surgical problem was presented to him, he knew how to go about resolving it. Whereas when you're trained just to do one thing and the next thing and the next thing, there can be issues that stump you. So to answer your question, when we parent consciously, we operate like the neurosurgeon who is trained how to do processes and procedures and what needs to be done when you're hitting this kind of issue. And that's why I focus a lot on using principles, because those principles help us to do that kind of focusing. And parenting up until now, Dakey, up until fairly recently, has been focused on helping children come into the world and adjust to being in this world and focus on this world. And to meet these new times, what we have to do is have kids not only adjust to the world, but also remember this larger part of themselves. And I've been teaching this method for 35 years now, and I thought I would talk just about my son for a minute to talk about some of the amazing things that he was able to do in the world, because children can do amazing things. So starting at the age of 4, he dreamed a dream of flying a jet plane, and I wasn't able to find a jet, but I was able to find a plane and a flight instructor who took him up in the air for his 4th birthday, and he piloted the plane across the Golden Gate Bridge. At 5, he selected his own nursery school, which was the same school that I chose. He also made the family dinner once a week, including selecting the menu, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up. At 8, he decided not to steal and never did since that age. At 9, he got a rabbit for me as a birthday present, complete with a cage, that he got free and also found somebody to pick up and deliver, cage and all, to our home. At 13, he went on a speaking tour in Australia with me and gave a segment of a parenting lecture to a group of parents. He was on the radio, and he took a weekend trip on his own, a planned trip to Kangaroo Island. At 15, he found and selected a college that took him right out of the 10th grade and into a college curriculum, including taking the responsibility to get all the teacher recommendations, meet the deadlines, and make sure we had applied for a scholarship. He started college, as you know, Dakey, about 7 weeks after his 16th birthday. Now, there was a lot more that he could do. These are just highlights about what he could do in the world, but simultaneously he developed his soul side. He explored his relationship to religion. He learned to identify and manifest his deepest desires. He differentiated loving actions from unloving actions, and he learned to listen to his own deep inner voice. Now, I list these things off not to brag, but just to give an idea of what kids can do, what they can be like.
Yeah, what I hear in what you're saying is he has a mastery, which is a term I know you prefer. there is a mastery of being in the world, but there's also a mastery of being in his own life. I think that's a really well good way to say it. Is that
what
you mean?
I do too. Yes, absolutely. That's absolutely so. So that's one of the things that happens when you parent consciously in this way, when your kids are incredible. I remember when John was 9, for example, a new neighbor came walking by one day, and she'd been talking with him. And she said, "Do you mind if I ask how old he is?" And I said, 9, going on 35. And she said, "That's what I thought. He's amazing." And that feedback is what everybody who has used, I mean, you raised your kids as incredible kids. Didn't people say that to you as your kids were growing up?
Yes, absolutely, and still do.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, in a way it's sad, because what it says is that there's so many kids who are not being awakened to their own incredibleness. You know, I look forward to a time when your kids or my kids, being incredible kids, would not stand out. That's why I'm trying to get more incredible kids in the world.
I know. And I must say, and just to catch the listeners up, I have personally known Eileen and worked along the lines of conscious parenting principles that I've learned from her for the last 30 years, since my now oldest children were 6 months old. And I know that the support that I received from these principles, and of course from you, Eileen, as a person, but it's really the way that you offer these things for use in whatever way is useful to me, to my life, and to the children. And with that support, my children most amaze me by their ability to continue to be open and learning and authentic in their lives. They do so fit in that it's their very ordinary groundedness that is so incredible.
That is a wonderful statement. I love that, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Wouldn't
know
it be
who
great?
They are, so you know how true that is.
I do. But wouldn't it be great if every parent could say that about their child? That's what I'm aiming for. As many people as want to, as many people as possible. That's great.
Yes, very true, very true. Yes, and what is so stunning about it is that while people who are incredible do incredible things in the world, it's how they feel in the comfort of their own skin and how they meet the challenges that come. And that's why our future is so benefited by incredible kids, because they are so well-grounded in their own lives that they can meet extraordinary challenges from this place of confidence and clarity. And, you know, there are, in a world where many times there are no right answers, that is the best resource we can give to our children.
Wow, I could not say that better myself. That is so wonderful. Yes, that's exactly it. They just deal with life. They're in life. They're part of life, and they're also part of bigger than life. And that helps them stay balanced no matter what. It's really great.
Well, I am curious, too, about what you think is the hardest part of parenting to get to that place. Do you want to speak about that now?
Sure. Well, the hardest part, really, is that parenting takes about 18 to 20 years to accomplish. And if you had at your work a job that you knew was going to be going on for 18 to 20 years, you would most likely get some kind of a job tracking system in order to keep track of whether you were doing it right and whether you were getting the parts done on time and so forth. And what do we have in parenting in order to do that? So the hardest part of parenting really is figuring out how we're doing as we go along and staying connected with what we need to do at the time. For example, I recently read an article, a blog post, about how consistency is the hardest thing for parents. Well, if I know that when I set something up for my child, like consistency with discipline, for example, if I tell my child, here's the consequence if you do differently than we've established over here, and one day I'm not feeling like applying that consequence, then what the principles teach me is that I'm going to have to start all over again in that area to establish that child doing that activity. And I think that's what drives a lot of parents crazy, is that they set something up, and then they break their own consistency, and then the child, you know, children have an interesting job. Their job is to push our buttons. Now, the reason that they push our buttons is because we're all growing, and those buttons are the areas where we need to do the growing. And so they push our buttons, and the real issue is, what do we need to do differently? Because when we do differently, then our child will also do differently. So if you find yourself going through the same negative pattern with your child over and over again, the solution is to change something in yourself, most likely to motivate your own self to be consistent. Because if you're not consistent, the child has to keep testing. Well, is this it? Is this it? Is this it? What is the rule here? And once you're consistent, the child can go, well, that's the rule. You can count on mom or dad for that, and you can go on to other things.
Yes, yes, that finding the wall and pushing on it that children do, it can be quite difficult to come to that self-reflection that allows us to truly ourselves be present to them and for them in the relationship. So I want to speak more about this, but let's take a break first, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. So we're talking today with Raise Incredible Kids founder Eileen Dillon, MSW. Eileen is the author of 10 manuals for parents, helping teach them and their children how to handle emotions, such as The ABCs of Anger is one of those books. So we'll find out how to address, we'll find out how to address this problem of being our full present selves, learning and growing with our children, when we come back after a break. I'm Dakey Fox, and we'll be back.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com.
Welcome back to Full Power Living. I'm Dakey Fox, today's guest host, and I have a few announcements related to Full Power Living Radio. Next week on June 7th, Manel Bachelles will be guesting on Full Power Living to talk about Engineering Happiness, a New Approach for Building a Joyful Life, which is the title of his new book. We're going to find out how happiness works, why it's so elusive, and what is the essence of attaining happiness, and how to recognize happiness triggers in everyday life. Don't miss Engineering Happiness. And this guy's a real engineer, too. We're not just using a term here. It's a fascinating book. And later in June, we're looking at ways to deal with back and neck pain. We have a fabulous Metaphysics versus Science 90-minute discussion on the nature of your personal reality with a previous guest, Paul Helfrich. And we end the month talking with a man who worked for decades with Archbishop Desmond Tutu, telling us, by title of his book, A New Way to Be Human. His name is Rakesh Sakin. So I hope that you'll be listening to the show for the rest of this month. And if you want to, please talk with us right now. If you're on the chat, leave us a comment. Call us toll-free, 800-630-7858. You can download, by the way, archives of the podcast from the radio show at emotionalpro.com. And you can subscribe to Full Power Living on iTunes. So thank you for helping us with our mission of transforming our world through the mastery and power of human emotions. Today, as your guest host, I am interviewing Eileen Dillon, a coach, psychotherapist, author, and seminar leader who is launching her new business, Helping Parents to Parent Consciously so they can raise incredible kids who in turn create amazing adults. So, people prepared to live fully in the changed world that lies ahead, listen up. Eileen, let's get back to our discussion. But, you know, the place I'd like to start is sort of that place that you led me to and led us, our listeners, to right at the end of the last segment, which is, it occurs to me that in order to parent consciously, one has to be conscious. And to some extent, to raise children who are authentic and open and learning as part of their regular breathing process, that parents, too, have to be themselves authentic, open, and willing to learn with their kids. That reflection is really part of whatever your nine steps may be, and I'm wondering if I could ask you to speak to that.
You are so right on. Of course, Dehi, you and I have known each other for a number of years, and you know that I view the world as a big, giant school. And as part of that, all of us, each one of us, has come here in order to learn. So the brilliance of the system that has been set up, and by the way, when we talk about parenting consciously, we're not creating a new system, we're tuning into the system that has been set up. So this brilliant system sets it up this way. Some souls arrive on the earth, some people arrive on the earth, and they grow up. And then they turn around and they welcome new people to the earth. So now we have parents and children. And the parents are learning and the children are learning. And the parents have encountered various experiences when they were children that affect what they, how they look at things and what lessons they have to learn, the blindnesses that they have and so forth. And those either are going to be passed on to their children, or together they and their children are going to change and help those parents to grow. For example, when I came out of my family, I was a very angry person. And my children did their job by pressing my buttons. I got really angry with my children. And the way it's set up is I either continue to be angry and pass that anger on to them, or I see that I have a lot of anger and I utilize them pushing my buttons to help me become more aware and to heal the anger that's inside of me, which is what I chose to do. And that then means I don't pass anger on to them. We have other things that I can offer to them instead of the same old things that have been passed down from generation to generation. So parents have the job of welcoming this person, and children have the job of poking us in our in what we call our buttons, poking us all the time to remind us, guess what? Over here, you're not all together. Over here, you need to grow. Wake up. This is something you need to look at. And that's the way we help one another. And by golly, the faster you work on those things, the more smoothly your parenting goes. Thanks for asking that question. It's a really great one.
Thank you. Yeah, it is this this sense of facing fact, which is a way of staying present in the moment. And our children help us to be present in the moment. I think that's what I'm hearing, that the anger that you brought into, that you were still carrying in life, was there. And our children are our partners. Just like we partner our children, they partner us.
Yes.
And I think it is a major, hurdle to kind of get over from the way we've felt ourselves to be more dominant rather than in partnership in the past.
Yes. And I think parents have been somewhat afraid. You know, sometimes we confuse being friends with our children. We're not talking about being friends. We're talking about partnering in growth. Let me give you just an example. I think you've heard this story before, Dehi, but bear with me. I had a divorce. My second marriage ended about the time my daughter Liz was 10. And I was just overwhelmed. I had a 2.5-year-old, I had a 10-year-old, I had a business, I had a half acre of property that I had to take care of, et cetera, et cetera. And I was recovering from the divorce also. And so I leaned on my daughter quite a bit. And one day I said to her, you know, sweep the kitchen floor. Well, she did. She swept it very nicely and put all the stuff that she swept into a corner. And then somebody opened the door, and it spread all over the kitchen again. And that triggered my anger. And I turned around and got angry with her, and she ran off, and she was up in the fruit tree in the yard crying her little heart out, and I took a look at what in the heck is going on. Why did I behave that way? And when she came back, I apologized to her first, and secondly, I said to her, you know, I think the problem is that I didn't give you full instructions. I didn't tell you sweep the floor and pick it up. And I didn't give you the full instructions because I feel bad that I have to ask you to give up part of your childhood now to help me because my marriage didn't work out. But that's the way it is. That's what's happened, and I do have to ask you. So please go sweep it again and pick it up and throw it in the trash. And we had no further problems with that.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Yes, it's not like children don't know what's going on. And when we just put it out that way, when you just say what's true for you, what a difference it can make.
Yeah, absolutely so. But I hope also that that illustrates the partnership. You see, I didn't realize that I wasn't supporting my children enough. I was so lost in myself. And by this little interaction, simple little thing, she pointed out to me that I needed to bring myself together enough to continue to support her, too, by giving her good instructions.
Absolutely. And that level of support is a very important, I'm guessing, foundation so that we live in the space of being in partnership and being supportive. It's not something that happens by way of reward for children. Instead, they live in an atmosphere of mutual support. That seems very different. Is that true in your steps and in raising incredible kids?
Yes, and it is one of the 9 steps is to establish a partnership where we ask our children to help us. And we can be more deliberate about it, too. Here's another story I know you know, Dakey. When my daughter was about 10, again, I guess she and I did a lot of learning at that time. In my family, my parents lectured. And what I could see is that once I got into lecturing about something, I couldn't stop. And I was aware of it, and she was aware of it, and I could see her little eyes roll up in the back of her head, and I thought, oh, this is only going to get worse when she gets to be a teenager. And so I started thinking, what can I do here? And I sat down with her one day, and I said, now, I know, and you know, that once I start lecturing, I can't stop, and I'd like to know if you would help me to change my behavior. And she said, anything I could do. She was very willing. So we agreed that in future, whenever I had told her something and she felt she understood what she needed to do, she would use the words, I got it, Mom. And so we went about our business, and the next time I started on a lecture, she turned to me and she said, I got it, Mom. And it was all I could do to stop lecturing, but I did. And then I noticed the most incredible thing. She knew I was lecturing on and on. I knew I was lecturing on and on. But somehow, facing the fact that squarely was embarrassing. And it was embarrassing enough for me to stop almost on a dime. I didn't keep going on and on very much after that.
Yeah, full stop. I could hear that in the way you even talked about it.
Yeah, it was amazing. But you see, partnership, it's not like I'm down and she's up, you know. It's that I have an issue, she's aware of it, we're living in this life together, and we can help each other. And in the same way, I could offer to help her with something, always remembering that help that isn't asked for, and this is one of the principles that we use, help that isn't asked for never works. So not to give help if your child doesn't want it. Let them struggle instead.
Well, you know, you're teasing here a little bit, and I'm wondering if you would be willing to speak a little more about some of these steps and/or some of the other benefits that come from raising incredible kids.
Yeah, well, let me go to the benefits first, because I've got 8 of those, too. Well, the first one is that as they grow, children stay incredible, and we talked about that already. They're so amazingly apparent because they're so connected inside of themselves. And another thing that we mentioned in the ad is that children learn to make their own really great choices from very early on. And I know you and I have talked about that, Dakey. As your children are adults, you fly on the assurance that your children are going to make great decisions. We've talked about that. Thirdly, children and parents developed a partnership that as we've been talking, make everything, each person's experience better and also improve the workings of the family. And here's the thing that most parents really love. Children become responsible. They have good self-esteem. They have great ability to communicate. They learn from their mistakes and make choices themselves and check with you with their choices as opposed to throwing up their hands and letting you run their life or something of that nature. Also, children become comfortable with emotion. They are expressive of their feelings, and they get to be concerned with and able to work with the emotions of other people, which is what we call emotional literacy or EQ, emotional quotient, which is the biggest mark by research and long tradition here. The more EQ you have, the more successful you are in life. Another benefit is that the family feels whole, whether there's only one parent or there's two parents. And that, I think, is really remarkable. This system allows you to parent with a partner, and that partner is principal. And if there are two partners, you can both work with the principals. And if there's one partner, you always have the partner of principal, so you're not by yourself with it. And I can say that from having been 20 years a single parent. The seventh one is, I'm sorry, yeah?
Yes, please, go on.
Okay, children learn to be immune to peer pressure, and that's largely because they learn to trust themselves and their own internal voice. I've had my children refuse to get into a vehicle with somebody who'd been drinking at the age of 12, when unfortunately my daughter was spending the night someplace and I didn't know that she was in that kind of situation. But she said to a 16-year-old who was shaming her because she wouldn't get into the vehicle, she said, you know, my mother cares about whether I'm safe, and you're not safe to drive with, so I'm not going with you. And that's really wonderful. If a kid at 12 can do that, just think what happens in a lifetime. Now, here's the other thing that parents really like, and this is the last one that I'm going to go on and on about here, and that is that the stresses on parents are reduced. Parents they can make time for themselves. The children participate in family chores without complaint, and that leaves more time for kids and parents to have fun together, and at the same time that they're growing and progressing. And so the usual pressures of parenting are just relieved. You can speak to that, can't you? Did you find that as time went on, it was easier and easier to parent your children?
Oh, absolutely, yes, very much so, because these things are cumulative, as you're saying.
Uh-huh. Now, there's just a lot more than that. My children, as you know, are now 42 and 34 and 24 years of age, and two of them have kids of their own. Those are incredible kids. And the 24-year-old is my adopted daughter that I didn't meet until she was 8 years old. But I can see the results of my project, my 40-year project of raising incredible kids. And I know how amazingly this system works, which is what gives me encouragement to share it. And, of course, I've taught many people over the years, and their kids have turned out, when the parents have used these techniques, their kids have turned out to be amazing and incredible also. So we've launched a lot of amazing adults, and I'm out to launch many, 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 many more and help people to do that.
Well, and Eileen, I must say that hearing all of the benefits that come from this way of raising children has left me all the more curious about what the 9-step process is that you've been talking about.
So I'm holding out on you.
I know, but not for long, because we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you about that in particular. So,
okay.
My name is Dakey Fox. I am the guest host today on Full Power Living, and we're talking with Raise Incredible Kids founder Eileen Dillon, MSW. She has been a single parent and has also parented in partnership as a married spouse. She has been a step-parent and an adoptive parent and is currently a grandparent in addition to herself being a child of divorce, and she lives in a blended family now. So, I mean, it is such a privilege to have this level of conscious engagement with life and with parenting speaking with us today about what it takes to raise incredible kids in the midst of all of this kind of swirl of relationships and changes and difficulties that can really topple our security, where instead now these things have become a foundation for a whole new world. So when we come back, we will be discussing what this nine-step process for raising incredible kids is that she has evolved to share with us. I thank you, and I look forward to talking with you all after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Do you know that emotionally, children form the foundation for their life during their first 7 years? Most adults just repeat that early emotional learning, good or bad, over and over for the rest of their lives. If you want to give your child an opportunity to live an emotionally masterful life, then join me, Eileen Dillon, also known as the Emotional Pro, for a free one-hour teleseminar on what it takes for your child to become an emotional master. You'll discover important things like what emotions are designed to do for us, four things it's vital for parents to tell their children about emotions, and the single most important thing to do when someone is feeling emotion. Register now at RaiseIncredibleKids.com. The time has come for us to allow emotions their rightful place in our lives as the tools and helpers they're created to be. Find out what you need to know in order to give this vital information to your children so they can live emotionally masterful lives. Go now to RaiseIncredibleKids.com for your free Emotional Mastery Teleseminar.
We're back here at Full Power Living, where the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life is a priority. We are talking, I am Dagi Fox, your guest host, and we're talking with Eileen Dillon, MSW, about parenting consciously so we can raise incredible kids. And right off, I'm just going to jump right in, Eileen, and ask you to talk to us about what's involved in your nine-step process for raising incredible kids.
Okay, Dee, I finally will give it to you. This is a list that's going to sound a bit general because when we give a parenting class, we go into this much more deeply, but some of it we've talked about already. So the first thing we do is we define what the job of parenting is. We're defining the job differently, as I'm sure people can hear from what we've said so far. Secondly, we change our approach. Based on that definition, we change our approach to dealing with major life issues like discipline and self-esteem and emotions to line up with the job description that we have. Third, we learn those ancient universal principles and more about how they're relevant to parenting. Fourthly, we learn to apply and live by and use these principles in everyday life. Fifth, and we have talked about this, we partner with our children. So we learn how to partner with our children in a way that helps us all stay balanced. Sixth, we make a conscious choice to have love be the guiding principle of our life and our family's life, and we make this decision in ourselves and also with our children. Now, I know that most families intend to be loving, and yet with the stresses that come along and also our leftover learning, like the anger that I had that I mentioned previously, we can lose track of putting love first. And that's a really important thing when you're parenting consciously, is you end up asking yourself, what would love do about this? What's the most loving way to handle this? Oh, I wasn't as loving as I want to be. How can I become more loving? And that makes a huge difference. The seventh, we explain our approach to our child and help him or her make and process decisions, including modifying choices when they get outcomes they don't like, which means like making mistakes. So we don't protect our children from making mistakes. We allow them to make mistakes, and then we know how to help them process the mistake that they made so that they can forgive themselves, identify what the learning is in the experience, and set a new course for themselves, which is really powerful. It's one of the primary main things that we teach children when we're parenting consciously. And as you brought out, Dakey, number eight is that we work toward and develop our own conscious awareness, and we help our children to maintain their conscious awareness of themselves, and then we share it within our family and with our community and with our world. And finally, we constantly apply the magic principle that guarantees to us and our kids that life will just keep getting better. And that principle is the principle of gratitude that tells us to be grateful for whatever we're given or have, and that opens the door to more. And it's a great principle to teach children, especially children who are sullen or unaware of all that they do have. When we are grateful, life works better for us. So, as I mentioned before, Dakey, I've been teaching this material for about 35 years. And, you know, just like learning to drive a car, it takes a little while to learn all the skills and know the rules of the road. But once you master those, it becomes a very enjoyable ongoing life experience. And as you know, because your children are now adults also, although sadly for you, dear, they haven't given you grandchildren yet, but I have the grandchildren added to that, and it's just a joy to watch incredible kids that are your incredible kids go into their lives and be amazing adults and create more incredible kids. So they have built happy, fulfilling lives, and nobody's been able, and no event like the economic downturn, nothing's been able to take that away from them.
Yes, yes, and there's also something, as you say, we watch our children grow. This works across the board with our adult children as well as their children and our grandchildren. What I want to say here, too, is that knowing what all has gone into the many decades that you have been teaching this, is that these steps really do have an elegant way of capturing the attitude and the presence of what it means to do all the thising and thatting of how to discipline and how to work with consequences and those kinds of things. Every one of these steps, as I heard you name them, works with children at just about any age. This is not something that is age-specific. It is across the board, and it is a mutual learning space where creativity is required, and I just find that astonishing.
I just love the way you tidy that up for me. It's really true and very important that, you know, as a psychotherapist, people say, well, what do you specialize in? Well, when you know the principles and you work with principles, you don't have to have a specialize in a particular problem or a particular age. They work at all ages. Even at the age where my children are now, I still use these same principles, and they work quite well. And I amazingly and happily watch my children use the principles with their kids, too. I got an offer I want to make. Can I tell you about my offer?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay. I'm looking for 30 parents who want to learn how to partner with me and partner with their kids to raise incredible kids. And I'm going to give them a really incredible opportunity to learn at a ridiculously low price. So everybody who's listening, I want you to go to raiseincrediblekids.com. Now, we're not launching until tomorrow. This is May 31st, where we should be launched on June 1st. But go to raiseincrediblekids.com and get acquainted with the things we're doing and the products we have there and so forth. And a lot of people may not be able to afford the full 8-week class, so I'm offering a partnership with the first 30 people who respond to what we're offering. I'm going to give a 5-week intensive class where we're going to talk about what the job of the parent is, the theory behind parenting consciously. We'll be learning those principles and going through the 9 steps. We'll be teaching you about communication and how to instill the 7 building blocks of self-esteem and how to incorporate them in your parenting. It's a fast-paced and content-rich course that I have taught all over the world, and I've seen the tremendous results that parents have from working with this material. There will be weekly handouts and a workbook. And this is an 8-hour course, and it normally costs $297, but we're going to be charging much less for the first 30 people that come in and sign up. I have another gift for people who participate, and that is a mid-course 90-minute group coaching session over the telephone for everybody who wants to participate so that people can ask their questions or find out how to nuance incorporating what we've been talking about. And that's no charge for that. That's my gift to those 30 people. And now, here comes the partnering part. Because this is the inauguration of Raising Credible Kids, I want those 30 people to be my partner in giving me feedback on how they experience what I'm offering them, how it's working in their family, and what they think about the course. And so the price then gets knocked in half. For $147, starting on June 26th, people can participate in this fast-paced course where you'll get ground floor everything. And so I encourage you to go to raiseincrediblekids.com tomorrow, not today, and sign up for this. So I can't guarantee, because we're launching, that there won't be technical difficulties. So if you have difficulties, email me, eileen@emotionalpro.com, and I will register you personally. And we're going to start for 5 weeks starting on June 26th. But if you'd prefer to go for a fall class, I can't guarantee this price for then, but we will be doing a fall class also. And when you go to RaiseIncrediblekids.com, you can get a copy of my 10-page report, Incredible Ways to Communicate That Result in Incredible Kids.
Gee, Eileen, that's an incredible offer.
Amazing, isn't it? It reminds me of a man
God,
I dated.
That is really fabulous. And as someone who benefited greatly from having this kind of information throughout my parenting, I can say it is a lifeline. It's a lifeline that maybe you feel problems, maybe a listener hearing this feels problems that they would like assistance in addressing. But I want to say that even if you feel competent in your parenting, being validated and having these things clarified will increase the happiness in your whole family just by knowing this. Because that's what it's done for me and my children as well. I just can't recommend it enough, honestly.
I'm delighted.
And you know, it does occur to me, if I might ask a question, did you have anything more to say about the offer before I ask another question?
I just want people to go to RaiseIncrediblekids.com and take advantage of all that we have. I'm so excited to be doing this. And I wanted to tell you a quick story when we were talking about amazing and incredible. When my daughter was a year old, I dated a wonderful man named John. And as our relationship was sort of winding down, he looked at me sweetly one day and he said, "I'm afraid I need to leave this relationship soon. And the reason is that I'm running out of superlatives for your daughter." Because he used to say, "Oh, she's amazing, she's wonderful." All right, what's your question?
Okay, my question is, I have a sense that from knowing this kind of approach, that there are things that get built in to our children's lives. In those children who have been parented consciously. I see this in my children. It's a sense of themselves, I think, that allows them to continue to question without insecurity, that allows them to be vulnerable, for instance, without danger. Those are a few things that come to mind that really show up for me in my own children. But could you speak to what you might see as some of these other built-in things that kids always have when they're parented in this way?
Those are certainly important things that you've listed. Well, one of the things, Dakey, is that they have enormous resilience. And I saw this, both of my older children were knocked to their knees as entrepreneurs during the economic downturn in the fall of 2008. But 6 months later, both of them had reinvented themselves, and they've become highly successful, even in these times of economic hardship. My daughter has reinvented herself as a professor working in a junior college, and my son has rebuilt his business and is bringing and grossing more than $1 million a year, which is amazing because he wasn't there when the downturn came. And my younger daughter, whom I adopted at the age of 13 when her birth mother died of cancer, she's in her third year of co-leading a maternal health and birthing program in the jungles of South America, because when she came out of college, there were precious few jobs for her, so she found something that she could do that would actually help other people and also give her skills to be applied when she gets ready to go for further education. So, tremendous resilience. They also stay aware of their emotions, and I'm sure you know this too, they freely express love and compassion for people in their lives. And that is amazing. So many parents, I think, don't expect their sons, for example, to be emotionally expressive. But whether we have sons or daughters, they know how to share their hearts. And that goes out to their communities, too. As I was just talking about the three kids, Robin in the jungle is... She's affecting whole villages of people in the jungle with her. My daughter, who's a teacher, she's teaching hundreds of people. She's teaching 187 people every semester and doing a fantastic job teaching them communication courses. And my son is an employer of 20 people. So they're building their communities as well. And, I draw on my kids because they're closest to me, but also, I want people to see what is possible. They just take what comes out of parenting consciously and run with it and do things that you wouldn't imagine when they're little. And that is so rewarding.
Well, and from where we began our discussion today, I think that the world is more polarized. With the scarcities and the difficulties many of us face personally and internationally as well at a country level, the conflicts that we face, it's all the more important to learn how to be members of a community that share and connect and emanate a kind of welcome and caring, as opposed to the polarizing blaming and confusion that sometimes can be part of our environment, but maybe not having to be part of our lives. I'm hearing you say that about Incredible Kids, that they are members of a community and they're available with open-heartedness to
yes.
work together.
Yes, you said it beautifully. And it's just an amazing thing to watch. I was not raised to operate that way myself, and I also talk about being stimulated by your children. I have been stimulated to be more open-hearted in my community by hanging out with my kids, my incredible kids.
Wow. Yeah, right. It comes right back at you, huh?
It does, absolutely. All right, so we're going to launch tomorrow, raiseincrediblekids.com, and I want people to go and... I look forward to meeting all the 30 fortunate people who can start with me on June 26th for this half-price course on raising incredible kids, on parenting consciously.
Well, you know, Eileen, I would also like to invite listeners to share with you what has been important to them. What incredibleness do they experience in their own kids, and what maybe they've seen in their families that they'd like to share with you, and they can do that by going to the website and or by emailing you at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at emotionalpro.com. And that, you know, that complimentary report that you mentioned also is available at the website when the website is up, and it offers some very powerful new ways to communicate that can help people